The Ventures on a big show, 8:07 KCPS, and on the line with us, as promised, Senator Charles Grassley. Good morning, Senator.
You probably know that I'm in Iowa since September the 19th because Reid adjourned the Senate about 3 weeks earlier than a normal election year. Normal election year, we generally have 3 weeks prior to an election to campaign and then go back after the election, November and December, for a lame duck session. But this year, he's got so many people in his political party that's in trouble that he is he adjourned on September the 19th.
I figure they needed more time to campaign to try to close the widening gap, whereby hopefully, I mean, we're looking at it in a positive light, don't want to take it for granted, but hopefully the Republicans take back over the Senate. That would be a nice thing.
It would be, and it would allow the consideration of about somewhere between different figures I've heard, 350 and 380 bills that the House of Representatives have passed that Reid won't even look at in the United States Senate.
Wow.
So that would be one thing. Another thing would be we haven't had a budget only 1 year in the last 5 years, and the 1974 budget law says every year have a budget, and a Republican caucus is committed to passing a budget March of each year, and we're also committed to even allowing Democrats, if they're in the minority, to offer amendments, because that's what the Senate's supposed to do. But Reid has shut down the Senate from Republican amendments.
Well, this will go right in lockstep with some of what you worked on this week, which is we had a look at that federal workers on long-term paid leave. These are people being paid to do nothing, usually because of an impropriety at their job, some misbehavior of some kind. And all the while they're on leave, these figures are staggering, the tens of the 57,000, I think, is the number that the GAO decided. And they're just, like, on these indefinite leaves. Their pensions are increasing, their insurance continues, their pay continues, and yet they're not doing any work for our government.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that 57,000 figure probably is bigger because the General Accounting Office, Government Accounting Office, was able to investigate just about 60% of the bureaucracies because I think they couldn't get to the CIA and the defense communities.
Right.
So it's bigger than that. But there's 200 and some of the 57,000 have been out of off the job for 1 to 3 years. And then there's another big number where people have been off for up to a year. And it's two things. One, waste of taxpayers' money. But it's a crutch for mismanagement or lack of managers making decisions on personnel decisions.
Right.
And worse yet, there's no law that allows it, and yet I found out now in my investigations, it's been going on for years, so I think we better start having a congressional policy that governs this situation in the bureaucracy so we have a uniform use of it if there's a reason to use it at all, and that it would be for a short period of time, and these problems would have to be solved instead of just floating around.
I think you had it right the first time. It's a crock.
Yeah. Okay.
Your press release was great. It says, this is detrimental to taxpayers and detrimental to good government. Both of those things are true, and we, frankly, didn't even know about it till now, you know.
Yeah, your people can go online, and there's a story in the Washington Post this morning on the same subject, probably saying the same thing that you and I have talked about, but a little more detail.
Yeah, and they have some specific example
about
people, for instance, got caught looking at porn on their government computer. They didn't know what to do with them. They put them on paid leave. They stayed there for months on end getting paid. It was just incredible.
I know it. Nobody wants to make a decision in government. Making a decision makes everybody nervous.
Right. Caller, do you have a question for Senator Grassley?
Yes. The car insurance, when they opened it to go across the state line, it seemed to help that situation, does he think that would help our health insurance situation? And if so, why can't it happen?
Okay. Did you hear that question, Senator?
Yes, I can hear it happen. And by the way, what he suggests would make a big difference because competition lowers prices. And secondly, it's something that a Republican majority has talked about doing when we rewrite or repeal Obamacare, and it would work. And why it hasn't been done is because nobody, well, I shouldn't say nobody, the people that wrote Obamacare really don't want the marketplace to work. They want government to make all the decisions, not the marketplace.
Caller, do you have a question for Senator Grassley?
Yes. Where is that money going to come for to pay for that RFP that just went out? I think it's $34 million for documents for illegals.
Oh, $34 million. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know about that?
No, I don't, but I can answer his question anyway. Money in the government comes from two places, taxes or borrowing it. And that's not a flippant comment to make, and it's not a justification for the expenditure of any $1, but it is an honest answer to your question.
Yeah, he was referring to there was a request for a proposal on 34 million ID cards for to print for 34 million illegal immigrant
well,
ID cards.
Well, that's ridiculous. What we need to do is be spending any money to control the border, because it doesn't do much good to take care of the people that are here without papers. You got to stop the flow across the border, or you're never going to get on top of the situation. If you're going to spend $34 million today, you're going to spend $34 million tomorrow.
Before we go to the next caller, what do you make of the terrible terrorist attack at Ottawa, Canada, yesterday?
It ought to be a lesson for us that it could happen in the Congress of the United States. It could happen in the state capitol buildings. It could happen at any mall. And hopefully, between our FBI, the New York City Police that have a good unit, and other law enforcement, including, I suppose, CIA, keeping on top of stuff, that we keep it from happening. We've had several instances that haven't happened because people are on top of it. But to say you're going to bat 1,000 every right. time a terrorist wants to kill somebody is probably misleading the American public. So we all have to do what we can to be cautious and careful, and we need to cooperate with the police, and it could happen here.
Yes, the man that was killed was guarding the one of their monuments, and so right away I flashed to think, wow, the Tomb of the Unknowns, I hope we're geared up to protect that tremendous asset and those gentlemen that performed such a great service around the clock at the Tomb of the Unknowns. I hope we're geared up for that.
Well, I hope so, and as I don't see it very often because, you know, I've been there a few times, and nothing's a whole lot different, but it would be pretty darn easy for anybody to, that's a 24-hour operation,
yep.
to go in there almost any time and shoot one of them, and we surely don't want that to happen. But I think it's pretty open, pretty easy to do. Maybe I shouldn't even be saying that because
well,
maybe
no, that's why we say it, so that people that responsible for that protection will take note.
Yeah.
Caller, do you have a question for Senator Grassley?
Yeah, Senator.
Yes.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you think this country's headed for another recession with the world growth in the banking system slowing down?
Thank you. And has the first one ended yet?
Well, in a sense of people leaving the workforce and having the lowest participation in the workforce that we've had since 1970, I guess, Fred, you'd have to say that the recession is not over. If you measure by the pure unemployment being just a little under 6%, progress is being made, but that's still not full employment. To answer his question, things going on in China and Europe worry me, but what I've read to this point, and I always want to put that caveat, what I've read to this point, I don't think it's going to affect us as much as it's affecting Europe and China, but it's still going to affect us some because the extent to which our economy is based upon exports and dollars high. That makes our exports more expensive. And then the ability of other countries not to buy exports would hurt to some extent, but I have not read a measure of it. In fact, yesterday, reading an article about the Federal Reserve and what they're predicting, 3% growth for the rest of this year and into 2015, and 3% growth is growth that we haven't seen since 2008.
Caller, did you have a question for Senator Grassley?
Yes, about the shooting in Canada. And given the really random nature of this, and you kind of alluded to the fact that this is something that you really can't stop one guy from shooting one other person. This is almost like a drive-by shooting. Why on earth is the American FBI involved up there? Are we going to be reimbursed for the cost of this?
No,
I heard on the news last night that the FBI was, quote, lending assistance to the Canadians. We can't even keep people off the White House front lawn, and we're going to go up to Canada and investigate what amounts to a random shooting on the street?
Yeah. We're
That's
going
a waste
to
of my money.
We have FBI people all over the world because we have a more sophisticated system of following people. We have information bank of people that fall into the category of all sorts of crimes, including terrorism, and we would see it in our interest to know what network that terrorist was working in, because he was probably in cahoots with networks within the United States. So we wouldn't be doing it to spend our money to help the Canadians for their benefit, because they can afford to do it on their own. They're almost as advanced as the United States, just a smaller country. So we're doing it for our own benefit, not for their benefit.
This is Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa today. What do you, if I can shift gears a little bit? Political scene, we're what, 2 or 3 weeks from a midterm election, everybody's claws are out, and it's getting pretty mean, even here in Iowa, with Joni Ernst and Braley and some of the other big races. What is your take on the whole political atmosphere this time around?
Well, let me give you a quantifiable answer just for Iowa, not for the nation as a whole, and that is that in Iowa, you know, the Democrats always had a better ground game than the Republicans,
right,
for getting absentee ballots. Yesterday was the first day we ever had more Republican prone ballots returned than Democratic prone ballots returned. Now, if that continues, I think that's pretty good news for any Republican candidate in Iowa. If you don't have a follow-up, let me finish with this, and that is, I think we'll end up with 52 Republican senators.
That'd be great. Caller, with a question?
Yes. With that in mind, do you see Harry Reid changing the nuclear option back to 2/3 from what they changed it to now?
Harry Reid won't, but the question is, will Republicans change it back? Maybe the obvious answer is, well, why wouldn't we? But there is a debate going on within the Republican caucus of the United States Senate of what to do in regard to that. Now, I haven't been a part of that debate. You heard me say we adjourned on September 19th because
right,
there's so many Democrats in trouble. But that debate's going on, and it goes something like this, and I haven't drawn a final conclusion yet. In fact, I suppose the caucus will probably make a decision, because this is pretty much, like it was for the Democrats, a caucus decision to do away with it or to perform the nuclear option. There's a feeling that if we go back to where it was, the Democrats are probably going to change it back if they ever get in control again, and they could win both under a Republican president and a Democrat president. So we're still debating that.
This is Senator Chuck Grassley. From our award-winning chat room, they're asking, has the FBI investigated the, quote, workplace violence where the woman was beheaded? They're saying that tongue-in-cheek. one of the beheadings here in our country. Is the FBI, have they got any information out on that investigation?
No, I have not read any, but I believe that they are involved in the investigation from the standpoint of not just a domestic murder, but is it connected to terrorism, and the extent to which it was connected to terrorism. Both the local police as well as our own national interest would want the FBI to be involved.
Another thing that was troubling that came out this week on social media was ISIS posing and releasing photos of them with weapons that we had supposedly airdropped for the Kurds that they were able to get their hands on. What do you think about the progress that we are making with this air-only war against ISIL?
Well, first of all, I guess if I had to make a decision going beyond that, I wouldn't be saying yes to doing more right now. I think that that it is not a very precise way of accomplishing our goal of defeating ISIS, because unless you got people on the ground directing people in the air where to strike with our precision weapons, they don't do as much good. And since you don't want to hurt civilians any more than you absolutely have to, you probably don't strike some places you could if you had that information with a precision information. So right now, I guess I'm of the frame of mind to continue where we are. It looks like Kurds are giving us some precision information where to shoot or not to shoot. Probably also gave some information where to drop that materiel. It's sickening to see the enemy maybe benefiting from some of it, but you can imagine dropping stuff by parachute can't be a very precise way of delivering stuff to friends you want to help, but it's about the only way we can do it.
Well, I know how great a watchdog you've been on waste, and this seems like a waste of taxpayer money, you know, when we drop weapons to the enemy that we paid for. But shifting gears a little bit from that to the domestic side, you joined a bipartisan group this week with a letter to address tax refund fraud as we start to get into that season. This is a genuine bipartisan effort. I think there were 15 senators, is that right?
Yeah.
In the letter. Tell us about that.
Well, listen, this is something that is very, very difficult to explain to people why this problem hasn't been taken care of and what my letter is going to do. But it's an ongoing process that probably has been going on for a dozen years on the earned income tax credit, the extent to which people can just cheat, that they're supporting kids that they aren't supporting, somebody else supporting. There's nothing wrong with the EITC for some kid, but you shouldn't be paying two parents that are separate for getting the EITC for the same kid. And then there is also direct fraud, where people will get Social Security numbers and say, I got this kid, and don't. Now, there's about $13 billion being wasted. But the problem is it's been wasted for a long time, and people know about it. But there's some people that say, they never say this publicly, but what they're really saying by not doing something about the EITC is that that it's okay for some people to commit fraud because they might be in poverty and they need the money.
Darn. Caller, you might be the last one. What do you got?
Yeah, the Senator, if you could comment on the Social Security increase. Again, another minuscule increase, and everyone knows that the way they calculate the cost of living for this is so skewed.
All right, comment on the Social Security COLA increase.
Yeah, now he's saying that the way Social Security annual increase is calculated doesn't reflect the true cost of living.
Correct.
It doesn't, but probably in the opposite way of what he just said, because we have had economists come before us that are experts on the procedures by determining the cost of living increase or the consumer price index, which leads to the COLA increase. And they say it overcompensates for inflation by some economists say 0.6%, and other people say up to 1.6%. That's the best information I can give the caller.
All right, this is Senator Chuck Grassley. We've only got about a minute left, and it's all yours.
Well, mine is that we go back after the election on November the 12th, and if the Democrats continue to control the Senate, I think that we will probably make a determination on how much money to spend for the remaining 10 months of the fiscal year. And do it. If the Republicans control the Senate, I think we'll kick the can down the road till January or February, and let the new Congress decide how much ought to be spent, because I think we can probably save some money. And where we don't save money, now with the murder of Americans being beheaded overseas in ISA and the threat to national security, We may not cut back on military defense as much as we originally planned to.
Good, good, good decision. Thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, goodbye.